study, marriage has declined dramatically among working class. By Robert Krajicek on December 10, 2018. A November published study reveals declining marriage rates among America's working class. The joint project was conducted by Opportunity America, the Brookings Institution, and the American Enterprise Institute, AEI. The study defines working class as those with at least a high school diploma but less than a four-year college degree, living in households between the 20th and 50th income percentiles, roughly $30,000 to $69,000 a year for a household with two adults and one child. Marriage has declined faster among the working class than in any other group, richer or poorer, notes the study. Rates of childbearing outside marriage are also increasing more rapidly among the working class than other groups. Slumping marriage rates are listed as a growing problem among the working class in the study's executive summary, alongside declining labor force participation, single-parent child-rearing, and opioid deaths. Marriage rates have been declining across all three groups of Americans, top, bottom, and working class, for four decades, and the rate for the working class has declined more than the other two groups. Thus, the marriage rate for the top half of the distribution has fallen by about 13 percentage points, from 79.3% in 1981 to 66.4% today. The rate for the working class has dropped by around 22 percentage points, from 74.3% to 52.0 percentage points today. For the bottom 20% of the population, the rate has fallen by about 12 percentage points, from 53.0% to 40.6%. In 1980, working class persons were nearly as likely to be married as top earners, the rates being 74 and 79%, respectively. In recent years, the erosion of marriage was most pronounced in the working class, states the study. The study echoes some of the findings of Charles Murray's sociological analysis in Coming Apart, The State of White America, 1960-2010. Marriage is positively correlated with financial stability. Conversely, single parenthood greatly increased the likelihood of poverty within a family. The poverty rate among single mothers with children tends to be about five times as high as the rate among married couples. In 2016, for example, the poverty rate among families headed by single mothers was nearly 41%, while the poverty rate among families headed by married couples was less than 9%. It follows that as more and more working-class parents fail to form or maintain two-parent families, the poverty rate inevitably rises. In addition, most researchers observe, married couple families provide a better child-rearing environment than single-parent families. So an increase in the share of any group that is headed by single parents could have a troubling impact on the prospects for their children in the next generation. Among children 1 year of age or younger living with at least one parent in 2015, over a third, 36%, in working-class households were born outside of marriage. The study also examined declining rates of religious observance among working-class Christians. The role of faith in working-class families is well documented. As Robert Jones, the CEO of the polling firm PPRI, has explained it, churches have served, for most of the nation's life, as pipelines to all kinds of civic engagement, and not just because they hand out voter registration cards or have them in the lobby. We actually see a link between all kinds of civic activity and church activity. Yet, participation in this one central institution has declined greatly, with weekly church attendance falling from 40% in the 1970s to 28% in the 2000s among those with a high school degree or some college. Civil society is in broad decline among the working class, notes the study. Civic institutions that once sustained blue-collar enclaves, churches, union halls, neighborhood associations, the local VFW or Lions Club, are closing their doors or moving elsewhere. And as the social fabric phrase, a host of new problems are arising, from opioid addiction to what Ann Case and Angus Deaton have called deaths of despair caused by drugs, alcohol or suicide and correlated with distress and social dysfunction. The Aspen Institute's Bruce Reed, one of the study's directors, said in a December interview with C-SPAN, "The social contract has broken down for these folks. They get very little help from the safety net. Those at the upper end of the income bracket get lots of tax breaks. Those at the bottoms get lots of help that they need. working folks don't get so much, and their fortunes have been falling as wages have stayed flat for a generation. Our view is, the way the future of work is going. The economic forces that are putting pressure on the wages of ordinary folks. Global competition, automation, innovation. Are coming for everyone else, and that the working class is really just a canary in the coal mine for the rest of us. Opportunity America's Tamar Jacoby, another of the study's directors, said in a December interview with C-SPAN. Right now, 75% of investment capital goes in three states, California, New York, and Massachusetts. Ohio, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Idaho, they don't get investment. Can we get some of that investment out to other places? No wonder things are feeling rotten in those other places. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.